point one about this tape is that it does actually belong to me, and so can you do the rest of the recording on another tape? And I suggest you start again, because as it stands, the reading is far too rushed, and there are a load of small mistakes. For instance, on page 19 you said fibber once, and on page 20 you said which is to be developed, and there are several other mistakes, some of which do actually confuse the sense of the passage. But the main thing is that you're rushing far too much. I agree with you, I don't think you should read the bits at the beginning of the chapters, the quote from Aeschylus's Agamemnon at the beginning of chapter 1, and also I agree you shouldn't read the footnotes. But on the other hand, the footnotes are quite important, and you should sort of do an explanation of the rule somewhere, because terms like Ausler and prayer and things like that need explanation, because they're used commonly in the text without any further explanation except for that in the footnotes. So you really do need to somehow get the footnotes in. You could either just read out the footnotes at certain points, although that's probably not a very good idea because it's long enough as it is, or, well, that's up to you really. And also you need more expression in the reading. The reason you didn't get very much expression was mainly because you were just rushing it. That's your main problem. And that is the reason I was rather sceptical of your idea of reading the whole book, because it's just far too long. It would be worth developing specific voices for the main characters like Hazel and Fiver, and general classes of voices for nasty people, for instance, for the Ausler. But I'll just give you an example of how I think various bits of the first chapter should be read, just to show you the speed of it. The main rule is always read slower than you think you should be reading. So I'm going to read the beginning of the chapter first. The primroses were over. Towards the edge of the wood, where the ground became open and sloped down to an old fence and a brambly ditch beyond, only a few fading patches of pale yellow still showed among the dog's mercury and oak tree roots. On the other side of the fence, the upper part of the field was full of rabbit holes. And that's that bit. And I'll do some dialogue.
Let's go a bit further, Hazel, he said. You know, there's something queer about the warren this evening, but I can't tell exactly what it is. Shall we go down to the brook?
All right, answered Hazel. And you can find me a cowslip. If you can't find one, no one can. And then a bit later on, cowslip, said one. All right, just leave it to us. Come on, hurry up, he added, as Fiver hesitated. You heard me, didn't you?
Fiver found it, Toadflax, said Hazel.
And we'll eat it, replied Toadflax. Cowslips are for Ausler, don't you know that? If you don't, we can easily teach you. And so on. So, essentially there's nothing wrong with your reading. You need to do two things mainly. Slow it down so that you can get in expression, and characterise the dialogue. Oh, and there's the other thing, is you have to get rid of all those mistakes. There are just far too many mistakes. But don't give up hope. Although I really would advise that you do actually try to look at it and cut it down. Obviously, it's not practical to go through it sentence by sentence, but you could cut out certain passages. Like you said, you can cut out the stories that Dandelion tells. And I'm certain there are other bits you can cut out, sort of long bits of description. Because reading a book is much faster than listening to it. And when you're listening to something, it has to be much more like when you're watching it. But it's slightly more difficult, because when you're watching something, you can see the background, and what you're seeing sets the scene, whereas when you're listening you actually have to set the scene yourself, but you have to set it very quickly so that people don't get bored just listening to long descriptions, because descriptions are very easy to get boring. So keep up the good work, but I have shown you the directions in which to go. I just say once more, slow down, express yourself, get rid of the mistakes, characterise the dialogue, over and out.